Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Dalet. We are on page Dalet, which is the page following page number 6. Siman Reish Mem Dalet is Ezo Malachos Yochol Ha'ino Yehudi Lasos Ba'ad HaYisrael. Which Malachos a Goy is allowed to do on behalf of Yisrael? So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Posek Odom Im Ha'eno Yehudi Al HaMalacha, a person can be Posek, which Pirish Masna, a person can make a deal, he can make a Tanai with a Goy to do Malacha for him, V'Kotzek Zdomim, and they set a price, V'Ha'eno Yehudi Osal Atzma, once there's a set price for the job, then the Goy is working for himself, V'Afal Pishu Osa V'Shabbos Mutter. So once you set a set price for the job, now he's working for himself, and therefore, even though he's working on Shabbos, that is mutter. But says the Mechaber, Bamedvar Mamurim, when are these words true? Bitzina, when it's being done in private. She'ein makirim hakol shezo hamalacha hanasas b'Shabbos shel Yisrael hi. That not everyone recognizes that this malacha is being done on Shabbos for a yid. Avalim hoysa yedua mufersemes aser. However, if it is known and publicized that the goy is working on behalf of a Jew, then it is aser. Sha'roa es ha'eno yehudi osek eno yodea shekotzatz. Because one who sees the goy doing this malacha for Israel, he does not know that it was set, and it was that he's really just working for a set price and finishing the job for himself. Va'omer sheploni sachar ha'eno yehudi lasos lo malacha b'Shabbos. And they're going to say that this Jew hired the goy to do work for him on Shabbos. So there's two issues here that have to be taken care of. One has to be that you're paying him for the job, and therefore, whenever he works, he's working for himself, because the job is being paid for as one. And number two, it has to be that you avoid Maris Ayin, that it shouldn't be known that it's being done for Yisrael, because otherwise, people who see the guy working for the Yisrael think he's a stam sachir, a stam hired worker that's doing malach on Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, says the Mechaber, Haposek im ha'eno yehudi livnos lo chatzero o koslo. A person who makes a deal with the goy that he's going to be doing some building in the Jew's chatzer, or the Jew's wall, o liktzer lo sadeh, where he's going to harvest this field, im ha'iso ha'malocha ba'medina. If this malocha is being done in the Medina, o besocha tchum, that means it's inside the city, or outside the city, but within the tchum, osor lo lahaniach lasos lo malocha b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to leave the goy to do that malocha on Shabbos. Because those who see don't know that you did it in the right way. The Ramah says, "Va'afilu im dar bein ha'enam yehudim." Even if this Jew lives amongst the goyim, it's still aser because yesh lochosh la'orichem ha'boim sham. You still have to be worried about guests that are coming to this place. Olav nebeso sheyashdu also, or his household members are going to be choshed that he's hiring these goyim to do malacha for him on Shabbos, and it's not being done the proper way. That's where we'll stop for today, and let's see now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph. A code says Damin. So he said a person can make a deal, a Jew can make a deal with a guy to do malacha for him, and his code says Damin, he sets a price, Hainu Kablonus, this is Kablonus. Shemasne Imo, he makes a deal with a guy, Sheyaselo Eza Malacha Bishar Dover Kotzev. He says, you do this job, and when you finish the job, you're going to get paid a set amount. Now, if you look at note number one, a very important point, let's say they cut a deal that he's going to pay him for the job, but they didn't stipulate exactly how much. They made a deal between them. They're going to discuss later the exact amount. They just made a decision that he's going to work for the yid and he's going to get paid by the job a set amount, but they didn't set the amount yet till later. So the Shachrar is going to tell us soon in Siman Reish Mem Zayin Sebeis, and then Bishavur over there, Shedino Kekatzas Lo Sachar, that would be the same thing as if they set a price. So it just has to be that he's being paid by the job. It does not have to be that you stipulated before exactly the payment that he's going to get for the job. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the second line of Sifkatan Aleph. V'im osa lo betovas hana, if the goy is not working to get paid, but he rather is working because of a favor that the Jew did for him, or the Jew will do for him. Ayin l'kamon b'simen reish b'mzayin sifdalet b'simen reish n'beis sifbeis, that we'll discuss in Mirza Hashem later. Sifkatan Beis. As long as you made a set price, or you planned on making a set price, and he's getting paid by the job, So then we said it is mutter for the guy to do the malach on Shabbos. The kevan shekotzat, since they set a price, adaite dinav shekovid lo mahahil lahashem malachto. Then the guy is working on Shabbos, adaite dinav shekovid, he's working for himself, he wants to finish up the work as soon as possible, the Yisrael lang pay the bazeh. The Jew didn't stipulate when the work has to be done, the Jew just hired him to do a certain job, do it whenever you want. The guy wants to rush and finish it up and work on Shabbos, so he's doing it adaite dinav shekovid. Dim lo yaseu hayom, from the Yid's point of view, if the guy won't do it today, yaseu lemachir, he'll do it tomorrow. It makes no difference to the Jew, and therefore that is mutter. The im koveh lo malachto b'Shabbos, because if you set a time that he does the malacha on Shabbos, so then it is aser, that will be forbidden. Kidla kamon, simen reish mem zayin, sif alfaz, we'll see later in simen reish mem zayin. Sif katan gimel. So after we take care of the first point that he's not being hired for Shabbos, he's being hired for the job, and he's choosing to do it quicker and trying to do it on Shabbos and get it over with, that's mutter, as long as there is no maris ayin. So the mechaber had said, b'med v'am amurim, when it's done b'tzina, haynu shehi malachas tzina. What it means to say is that the work is the type of work that's a tzanua dika work. Lefi she'ena kol makirin shishel Yisrael. If it's a private kind of job, so then people will not recognize that it's being done for Yisrael, Kemoshim Afarish, like we will explain. Aval Eina Chinami. But the truth is that yes, that filu imhu osa osa b'farhes yeshari. Since the malacha is a tzniyas dika malacha, even though he's doing it publicly, it's mutter. Kevan da malacha atzma ein yadua shishal Yisrael. The main point is, it's a private kind of thing. People don't know who you're working for. And therefore, even if that kind of job is being done publicly, we don't care. The point is, they do not know that this work is being done for Yisrael. Sivkotan Dalad. Here the Mishabur makes a diak in the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, B'medva Mamurim B'tzina, She'ein Makirim HaKol. That not everyone recognizes that this malachas of Yisrael. Says the Mishabura, Vafilu im tzas yodim shi malachas Yisrael shari. Even if some people do know that it's Yisrael's work, it's still mutter. The Afal Gavdim of Urla Kamon Bahago, even though we'll see soon in the Ramah, so as we just read the Ramah, there is a concern for guests or even household members that they might suspect him. So we see we are worried about every single person. Shom shehi malachas mechuber. There specifically because it's talking about malacha that on things that are attached to the ground, as we'll discuss. Ustam mechuber shem ba'olav nikralov. And ustam malacha that's being done mechuber lakarka, the shame of the owners is called upon it. So that which we say we're worried about a guest or a household member, one person, that's because it's a malacha b'mechuber where it's more machmir, because then it's officially, automatically more well known whose job it is. Masha'ekin over here, stam a job, if it's a malacha tzina, it's not b'mechuber. People don't know whose it is, even if some Israelim know, that will not be a problem. Sivkotan hey. So the mechaber said, Lefikach, therefore, one who makes this posek with the Einar Yehudi to build in his chatzer or his wall, or litzar sadeyu, so he said, im haisa ha-malocha b'medina o'b'sochat chum, it's going to be aser. So says the Mishabur, Rotzalomer, distam mechuber havikilu yadua umufersem shishal Yisrael. Like we just mentioned before, a stam job on mechuber lakarka is keilu, it is publicized that he's doing the work for Yisrael. Because everyone knows who owns which karka. Sivkotan vav chatzero ukoslo is being done in his chatzer or his wall. Vafilu imhu omeid b'mokom she'en yadua shu shalo. Even if this chatzer or this kosel is standing in a place where it's not known that it belongs to this Yisrael, gam kein aser is still aser. The yeshlochosh l'shcheinav. You have to be worried about the neighbors. She'yodim shu shalo. Even if others don't know, we have to be worried that the neighbors do know. V'yach shadu sheschiro hu l'yomim. And they're going to be suspecting him that he hired the guy to be working as a day laborer, which is aser on Shabbos. So anything that is mechuber l'karka, you assume it is known by some people who the owner is, that it's Yisrael, and therefore there would be a problem with Marisayin. Sivkotan zayin litzar lo sadeh, or you hired him to harvest your field. V'afagav d'derech sadeh l'arisas. Even though, as we learned earlier, the normal way of hiring a worker for a field is as a sharecropper, which is permissible. The imkain yizburu shalakacha barisas, even if they know your field and they see a guy working there, they're going to assume he's working as an aris, so he's really working for himself because he gets a portion of the crops. Kemo shakosav simen reish mem gimel siv aleph. Mikol makom aser. Still it is aser over here. Dishani hasam, there is different. Because when they analyze the situation, they can see that that's in fact the case. The guy is actually getting a portion of the peiros. Over here, here the Jew is paying him by the job. But all the profits are going to the Israel. So when it comes time for the harvest and the crops to be brought in, which the guy was hired for, the guy is walking away with no payros. So yedu lemafreya delav orisaya. They're going to know at the end of the day he wasn't a sharecropper because he didn't walk away with any fruit. And therefore they are going to suspect that he was a regular day laborer. Because it was common to hire workers by the day. And therefore, since they see him walking away with no crops, they're going to think he was a day laborer, which is usher. Vafilu im minog ha'ir liskor bikibolas. And even if the minog in the city is to hire workers bikibolas, meaning by the job like we're discussing over here, still das ha'taz lahachmir. The taz's opinion is to be machmir. Shelo lahaniach loha'eno yehudi lasas vasodeh b'shabbos yomtov, that you still can't allow the goy to be working in the field on Shabbos or yomtov. The kol shekeh b'binyan abayis, certainly if it's not a field but it's in the house, that kati yachshadu b'schir yom, because they're still going to suspect that he was hired as a schir yom. It's true, it might be normal to do it b'kibolas, but it's also normal to do it as a schir yom, and therefore we are still worried about Maris Ayin according to the Taz. There are those who are mekil, if the minig in the whole city is just to do b'kibolas, if this is the way everyone does it, and no one is hiring day workers, so then that would take out the problem by Maris Ayin, and it would be permissible. Let's skip the brackets for a moment. The ayin be bir alocha she biyar, now look in the bir alocha where we explained. The besode yesh lismoch al divreim b'mokom hefsid. When it comes to a field, you can rely on this shita where the way of the whole city is to do b'kibolas. You can rely on these words in a place of a hefsid. Aval babayas tzorich inam yesh locha bazeh. However, inside the house, there in these investigation, if you could be lenient on this, do negedas kama poskim, because that would be against the shita of various poskim. V'ayim b'shar tshuva b'sheno di b'huda simen yud beis. Now, if we go back to the brackets, the Mishabura had just said there are those who are mekil if the minig of the whole city is b'kibolas, meaning everyone is hiring workers by the job, so that's a known thing, so then you could be lenient. V'kibolas hu dafka k'shekol ha'molochu b'kibolas. This is only true, says the Chafetz Chaim, if all the work being done on the job at the work site is all b'kibolas. Every worker that's involved is being hired to be paid for the job that they are doing at large and not being paid by the day. La fuke imrak ha'adrichol levadu kablon. This is coming to exclude if only the contractor is being paid as a kablon. He's getting paid by the job. Ushar ha'mesayim derech l'sochem l'fam l'yom. But the other workers that are working under him are sometimes hired by the day. Va'afilu imhu secharam ha'kol b'kablon is gam kein aser. Even if you as the Baal Bayis hired every single person as a kablon, but if the way in the city is that normally only the contractor is a kablon, he's getting paid by the job, but the other workers are normally played as a schir yom, then you have to worry still about Maris Ayin. Now the Bir Alocha is masbir this a little bit. If you turn to the next page, page Hey, if you look down in the Bir Alocha, about the 10th line of the Bir Alocha, at the end of the line he says, V'hinei mashaka savdu b'mishabura, that which we just said in the Mishabura, the kibolas nikro in kol habinyin hu rak b'kablonus. Kibolas is considered only when the whole building, all the workers are working as kablonus. Avalokish ha'adrikal bilvad hu kablon. Not when the contractor alone is a kablon. Ushar schirim shetatot heim lefam schir yom. And those who are working under him sometimes are hired by the day. Kein kasu achronim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, v'nirli da kavana hu. What the achronim mean, in my opinion, says the Chofetz Chaim, is the oso bal habayis darko liskor lefa'amin ba'atzmo es aschirim shetata l'schir yom. It's only a problem if the bal habayis is the one who hires some of the workers under the contractor to work by the day. Then we can't call on this building a shame kablonis for everything. But if a babayis has no clue what's going on, the Jew just hires a kablon to take care of the whole job. He's paying the kablon by the job, and the kablon is subcontracting out other workers, even if they're day workers. The babayis hires the contractor. The hadrikal ba'atzmo dakor liskor lefanim skiri on tatov suave ze gamkim bechal kablonis. That would be okay. So the only problem we're discussing here, if the way of the whole city is bekablonis, we're saying is only okay if the balbayas hires the kablon. What the kablon, the guy does, we don't care. He can hire day workers, that's totally fine. The only problem is if the Jew, the balbayas, hires only the contractor as the kablon, but the Jew is then hiring the other workers under him, and he's paying them sometimes by the job, even if this particular balbayas is not. But if that's the normal way, that's already a problem. But if the normal way is you just hire a non-Jewish contractor, he takes care of everything else, so we don't have to worry how he does it, because again, the guy that you are hiring is doing everything to get the job done and being paid one lump sum for the job, and therefore that would not be a problem of him working for you, and that would not be a problem of Maris Ayin as well, because that is how everyone in the city is hiring their workers. Sivkotan Ches. We said all these things that are being done by the non-Jew for the Jew are going to be a problem of Vitzbe Medina. Hainu Besochair, but Medina means inside the city. Shekari Medina Lefamim, sometimes a city is referred to as a Medina. Sivkotan Tes, or it's inside the Tchum. Sherigilin Anshehair Lefamim Leilach Lasham, obviously people from the city sometimes go out of the city within the Tchum, and therefore it would be Maris Ayin to have the guy working there. And therefore, if it's Mechubal Karka and it's within the Tchum, it is Aser Lo Lahaniach Lasus Lam Lacha B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to leave the guy to do the Mlacha on Shabbos. If Katan Yud Iso b'sefer chasidim simin shin mem ches. It's brought down in the sefer chasidim in shin mem ches. Ma'isa ba'odam echad shesachar einu yehudi livnos beisel b'kablonus. A certain person hired a guy to build him a house b'kablonus. V'hoyo ha'einu yehudi bone b'shabbos. And the guy was working on Shabbos. V'hoyu misramim ola v'lo choshesh l'kal. People were getting upset at him and trying to protest against him, and he was ignoring their protests. V'lo hoyu yomim mu'atim shalonish. It wasn't long before he lost the land. It got lost from him, lost from his children. So again, the Sefer Chasidim is bringing down a story to tell us that this Maris Ayin needs to be taken very seriously, even though he's being hired in the proper way. So there's no official Isser of Schir Shabbos, but the Maisa Maris Ayin we take very seriously. Sivkotan Yud Alf is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said, even if one lives amongst the goyim, we still have to worry about guests or people of his household that will suspect that he's hiring the workers in the wrong way. Ratzalomar. Shehu dar michutz latchum ha'ir. This yid lives outside the tchum of the city. V'gam ein ir acheres b'so tchumo. And there's also no other city within the tchum. So the place where this yid lives is outside the tchum of all the cities. Afilu hachi aser. He's the only yid that lives there. It's still forbidden. V'yesh lachush lo'urachim demikloi l'gabei v'yal shiduhu. Because we have to be worried about guests that come by to visit him, that they're going to suspect him. We'll see in a moment. We'll see soon in the end of the Mechaber that which we are lenient outside the Tchum, Hainu Kisherak HaMelochi Shama Lehu Ba'atzmo Dar Be'ir. What the Mechaber is going to say soon, that we're lenient if it's outside the Tchum, that's talking about where just the Melochah is outside, but the Yisrael doesn't live there. The Ramah is discussing if the Yisrael lives outside the Tchum, so there's Maris Ayin if you just live there for your household and for your guests. But if you don't live outside the Tchum, only the work being done is for you outside the Tchum, but you don't live there and no Yisraelim live there, then there's no problem Maris Ayin, and then it will be okay. We'll stop here and we'll pick up with the rest of the Mechaber and Mitzvah Shev in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.